What a fucking week it was for me. I got a new job, so I've been training at my new job, asking a fuck ton of questions so I don't fuck up on my first official day. My first official day without training would be this Monday, so I'm trying to get as much knowledge as I can before I get out there in the field. But honestly, I'm excited. I got a cool shift. I work from 3:30 to midnight, which I'm not really tripping because I'm a night person anyway, and I always work nights. I like working nights because I fucking hate getting up early. Like, I know you get off early and shit, but you got to go to bed early. I'd rather go to bed late and having to get up late, you know? So, that's going to be a cool little experience on Monday. I'm excited, you feel me? It's going to be an eventful next few weeks. My ass is going to Texas for the first time to go visit one of my homies and her family. And her mom doesn't know that I'm coming, so it's going to be even more fun when I surprise her. But, you know, I've never been on that side before. Don't know what to expect, really. So that's going to be cool. Hopefully, I know one of my homies is going to come down where I'm at to come visit me since I ain't seen her in 3 years. Shout out to Amanda. It's going to be cool. Like, I've first time traveling since COVID. So, you know what I'm saying? It's already insane. It's going to be fun. I can't wait, honestly. I'm ready for some fucking barbecue because it's hard to find a barbecue spot in Washington. I mean, there's nothing wrong with it. I mean, it is something wrong with it that I can't find no barbecue spot. I mean, I probably got to go to, like, the hood or some shit, but it's, like, that's kind of a mission. I ain't trying to do all that. Like, we got a lot of soul food spots out here, but, like, I don't really like those, like, how do you explain it? Like, those food chain places that got sell ribs, like, they don't really be, like, they don't put the passion in it, I feel like. You know what I'm saying? So, I'd rather go to a hole-in-the-wall spot that got some fire ass that know they, like, Southern and do some barbecue and shit like that. Because I know my shit going to get taken care of. Because they know they're going to want me to come back. So, but yeah, no, it's, I'm excited. And I finally get to eat In-N-Out again. I haven't had In-N-Out since last June. Sad day for me. Like I said, this week was kind of like a stressful week as that as well. Like I said, just learning my new job and then just a lot of shit going on, man. I feel like being an adult, they didn't tell us, like, being an adult was going to be this difficult. And I remember, don't y'all remember when y'all were kids, y'all would be like, man, I can't wait till I become an adult. And now that you're an adult, look at us, struggling. You know what I'm saying? Not really. Yeah, I mean, some of us struggling, but not really, not as bad. You know what I'm saying? Honestly, like I said, I'm not struggling, you know what I'm saying? But it's rough being an adult. Like, you get a lot of emotions and your feelings and shit. Like, it's a lot. It really is. So, you know, sorry, I know y'all hear my music in the background. I've been trying to, it's my Sunday, so I'm just been blasting music and shit. But yeah, man, like, that working, like, Monday through Friday shit really was tiring me the fuck out. Like, I was like, I don't want to get up for work. Like, when is my off day? Like, can it just come now? So, a lot of stress and tiredness has been happening a lot this week. Let's jump in a few topics. You know, Sunday, of course, is Euphoria Day. So, we're going to see if how Lexi's play and shit's going to play out. Because we don't know what's going to happen, but I already know it's going to be some funk. Because last episode, what happened last episode? Was it the Rue and, no, I forgot what happened. Oh, it was Kat trying to gaslight Ethan. Now, let me tell y'all something, bro. Coming from a person that's been gaslighted recently, you know what I'm saying? I truly fucking hate y'all. And I don't know if I probably done it before and I never realized it. Like, if I've ever gaslighted you before, please let me know. Because, like, I don't be knowing. But me, I've gotten gaslighted probably, like, a few times. And it fucking sucks. It makes people make you feel like you fucked up and they can't own up to their own mistakes. You know what I'm saying? Like, bro, you're over here trying to make it seem like you're not the problem as well. Sorry, my dog's tripping right now. So, yeah, no, like, and she gaslighted the fuck out of him. Told him, what did she say? Oh, I got a brain disorder. He said, what kind of brain disorder you got? She was like, I don't know. I don't want to tell it because you might look it up or some shit. Like, you couldn't be real to just let that nigga know, like, you don't want to date him anymore? Like, that made me really not like Kat. And you know what? And a lot of y'all women are, not to be sound fucked up, a lot of men and women are like that in real life. Not just women, men also. Like I said, we gotta stop gaslighting people, bro. We really got to. Because that, no, I'm not gonna lie, that whole episode low-key was everyone gaslighting everyone. Nate mom was gaslighting Nate. Who else was gaslighting? Kat gaslighting Ethan. You know, and fucking Cassie, her mom, and Lexi all gaslighting Lexi, and Lexi gaslighting them back. It was just a bunch of shit. And you know what I'm saying? It's insane. It's insane that people really be doing people like that. And it's fucked up. So how about y'all stop gaslighting? And we're all adults here. Why don't y'all stop gaslighting people and fucking own up to your mistakes? Own up to the shit. Like, she couldn't really just be real to tell this nigga she didn't want to be with him? Because it's not toxic enough? And I'm never really gonna ever understand that. Like, why do women like the most toxic person that's not good for them? And you know what I'm saying? But, like, keep the nice dude as an option, like... That's kind of fucked up. It's kind of fucked up. You know what I'm saying? And it's like I said, for me, I'm nobody's second choice. So if a shorty don't want to fuck with me, that's her loss, because I'm going to find me somebody who will fuck with me. And when you're whatever goes down the drain, you feel me? Don't come like, oh, what are you doing? Nah, shorty, you had your chance. You had your chance. You know what I'm saying? Like, think about it. Like for instance... For example, exactly, a man makes fun of a chick or whatever, right, because of her appearance and shit. Now, let's say like 5 years down the road, 6 years down the road, she betters herself and she's starting to look good to him. And now all of a sudden he wants to like try to be her option and trying to flirt him. And she's like, no, Nick, remember you was, one, I wasn't your first choice. And two, weren't you making fun of me? You know what I'm saying? Like, it sucks. It truly does. You know what I'm saying? And, yeah, bro. It just own up to your shit, bro. I think we're all adults to realize, like, I'm more of a person, like, you can just tell me the truth, and I'm not even gonna get mad about it. Like, for instance, like, bro, for shorty, like, I hate the whole ghosting shit. Real shit. Like, that shit is so played out. Like, we're old enough to be like, yo, like, I'm not feeling this. Thank you for the fun times. Easy, right? I've had at least three, maybe, women ever, like, kept it, like, real with me. You know what I'm saying? I was just like, oh, okay, like, it was cool. Me and you, hope you, you know, figure your shit out. Sorry, Boba, chill. So it's just like, it's insane. Like, why do we have to ghost? Like, why can't we just be adults? Like, I get it. A lot of men and women don't, like... to see other people's reactions and shit. Because a lot of people's reactions are like, oh, they be wanting to fucking argue and shit. And I get the whole trying to avoid the arguing and shit. But it's just like, shit, if you want to argue and shit, girl, you better block him. You know what I'm saying? Like, it's just, I just feel like men and women should just stop trying to ghost people and just keep it one thou wow. Easy. We wouldn't have this issue. You know what I'm saying? So, but yeah, all in all, stop trying to gaslight people, bro. That shit ain't fun. That shit ain't nice. You know what I'm saying? It really would have you, because for me, it really had me thinking like, damn, did it, was this all really my fault? Was it really? And then, like, when they finally want to realize it, they'll fucking hit you the next day trying to apologize. And I'm just like, at this point, I'm like, no, bro. You got it. You feel me? You got it. So, you got to start cutting off the bad people in y'all lives, bro. Because me and my best friend was just talking about this. Like, yeah, like, it's always the good people that get fucked over. But at the end of the day, it truly is, though. It's always the nicest people that get fucked up. And y'all wonder why some of the nice people act the way they act. For me, I'm a nice ass dude. Like, I'm never gonna change who I ever am for somebody to like me. Like, that's so played out. Like, I could go find somebody that will like me. You know what I'm saying? So, it sucks. It truly does suck. I forgot where I was going with the story, and fucking kids over there yelling and shit. But yeah, like, I'm never going to change. There we go. I'm never going to change for nobody just because, like, you want me to act different or be toxic to you. Like, no, I'm not doing all that, bro. Like, we're too old for all that, and I'm too old for all that. Nigga, I'm about to be 30 in, like, 3 years, so I'm good, bro. I'm good with the kid shit. So, it truly does, bro. Like, a lot of the good people always get hurt, and they always act certain ways once... after it, because, like, bro, like, you didn't damage this person for so long, and now their guards are always up. My guard stays the fuck up. That shit don't come down until I'm starting to, like, really, like, fuck with you or something like that. But at end of the day, like, no, I'm gonna fucking not have my guard down, because it's weird, because, like, I feel like every time I let it down just a little bit, some always wants to, hey, can we talk, yada yada. No, bro, like, that shit is dead, bro. Like, it's dead. So thank y'all for damaging all the good people in this world, because you guys are all assholes, period. So stop doing them nice guys like that, bro, because one day when them niggas is balling, you're gonna be like, oh my god, where were you? Oh, no, bitch. Remember, you called me a nerd in high school. Now, hey, what my John say back then? You didn't want me. Now I'm hot. They all want me. You know what I'm saying? So, people, we got to get better. We got to stop being like this to the nice people. Like, because it's not okay. It's not okay, bro. You're just hurting the next person who's trying to get with the next girl or boy. You know what I'm saying? Because I can tell you right now, I've been trying to, I had a Valentine's that was shortly lived because a nigga damaged her so bad, which, I mean, it is what it is, and, like, shit's gonna happen, but prime example, she got her share, you know what I'm saying, she was too hurt, she was too damaged from that shit, and it's fucked up. So, men, women, stop fucking people over, bro. It's not okay. Because you're fucking it up for the next person. And that next person probably could have been her blessing, but now it's her lesson because you didn't fuck them up. Crazy. Real quick, we're going to take a little tea break really quick. So pick up your bongs, pick up your dro, roll up real quick because I'm going to take a bong grip. Yeah, so I bought a new bong too. That shit is fucking legit. If you haven't seen it on fucking Snapchat or whatever, but that bitch got an evil eye on it with teeth. Call my man's Astro. Astro, I had to retire old Betty. You know what I'm saying? It wasn't just hidden right anymore. So I had to update it with Astro. It's a little bit bigger. Like, I started off small with my bongs. Got a little medium one. This one's like a large medium, but it's bigger than the second one I had. Excuse me. So it hits that motherfucker is noise. But yeah, no, man. So end of the day, bro, be nice to those nice people, bro. Because, you know, that shit sucks. It truly does. But yeah, let's talk about this fucking Super Bowl that happened that I was outrageously pissed because the Bengals should have won that shit. That Super, I want to say that was probably one of the best Super Bowls I've seen in a long fucking time. Because every year has been like Tom Brady or Patrick Mahomes. I mean, just like, bro, we don't give a fuck about none of them two. Well, respect for Brady, because, you know, he a fucking goat. I had finally started to like him once he left the Patriots. I started to like him, like, once he lost to the Eagles in the Super Bowl, I was like, all right, I can fuck with you, Tom. Because you sad as fuck from that L, and then you came back and won the bitch. I was like, all right, bro, bet. You got it. You the goat. So, but no, this Super Bowl was fucking lit. Like, Jamar Chase, I ain't gonna lie to y'all, bro. I ain't never seen Jalen Ramsey get the mixtures by both receivers. And T. Higgins is fucking elite. That's an elite nigga right there. I ain't gonna lie, though. That nigga did get away with a face mask. But you know what? They didn't call it. Which, I mean, you can't really see it from that angle. As a ref, I don't think you were able to see that until you see the replay. Now, they've been doing this whole, like, if you win the Super Bowl, you're going to have home field advantage type shit. So, like, the Rams ended up playing in their home stadium. And the Bucks won the last year, the year before, and then now the Rams won it this year at home. And I promise to God, if the fucking Cardinals go to the Super Bowl next year just to play in their home stadium, I'm going to be hot. That's going to be the most rigged shit I've ever seen in my entire life, bro. Like, stop doing that. Stop having these fucking teams win their games to go play in their home stadium. Like, that shit is... No, stop doing that. Anyways, let's talk about this controversial call that should have never been a call. So, Cooper Kupp, the greatest wide receiver in NFL history right now, he ran a slant, and a linebacker was covering him. Gave him a little tug. He swatted it down. Cooper Kupp. My thing is with this play. I'm just breaking down for you. My bad. Let me not. All right. Linebacker. Cooper Kupp running a slant straight to the end zone. He misses it. Catchable. It was catchable. It was for sure was catchable. And then they threw the flag. Now, what's wrong with this play is they thought the linebacker was holding Cooper Kupp while he was running the slant. All my mans did was not necessarily pulled his jersey, but he gripped it just a little bit, broke off of it, and tried to tackle Cooper Kupp. They called that a fucking flag, and Cooper Kupp fucked around and could have. It was catchable for surely. I'm gonna fight to the death of this, but you know, and then you know they gave Cooper Kupp to win the fucking game, game winning touchdown pass, because that nigga is the GOAT. Brad won Super Bowl MVP. Offensive player of the year and something else. That nigga is truly goated. He's probably one of the best receivers in the game right now. But yeah, no, and you know, I ain't gonna lie, I was rooting for Joe Shiesty. Joe Shiesty definitely should have got his ring. He would have been cold too if he'd have got it. And I ain't gonna lie to y'all, bro. LA's parade looked fucking dry as hell. Like, clearly niggas did not care if the Rams won or not, because that shit looked terrible. But yeah, man, it was insane. It was a good Super Bowl. It was a good game though, for surely. It was for surely a good game. But yeah, now we're sad watching no football until next August. Fucking sucks. So now we gotta shift our way to baseball season, which is my A's are gonna probably disappoint me again this year. And then we got the Warriors, who've been in the sluggish lately, but, you know, my niggas just needed that all-star break, and they finna come back going crazy. So, one more thing. Before we get off of this football topic real quick, NFL, bro, please stop hosting the Pro Bowl games. The motherfuckers, the niggas just watch each other tackle. Don't even tackle. Don't even guard. What's the point of the fucking Pro Bowl game? What is the point of that? It's really pointless, and we might as well just cancel that shit down, because the Pro Bowls I remember is when Sean Taylor fucked around and killed a fucking punter. Killed a fucking punter for trying to run. Now, I know them niggas were just not finna be like, oh, but we're on vacation. Like, we don't really care about this game. Okay, then don't stop trying to, you know what I'm saying? Stop having them niggas go to the Pro Bowl. If you're not trying to get lit the fuck up. And it's been soft ever since then, bro. I ain't seen a great tackle like that in years. Years. So, NFL, stop hosting the Pro Bowl if they're going to be playing like some little-ass kids, like flag. Just stop putting them in pads and just have them play flag football. At least that'll be kind of enjoyable. You know what I'm saying? So, but yeah, anyways, yeah, we got to get back to this basketball and baseball shit. And it's time for my A's to fucking hopefully step up and smack the fuck out of the Seattle Mariners, thinking they so fucking cocky because they beat us. Woohoo, you had a non-playoff season again. Motherfuckers won probably a few more games than they should, and they was all happy about it. Like, we're almost there. No, you're not. And I know we're not almost there either, because at least, nigga, we get a winning record or win the division. Y'all couldn't even do that. Sorry, I'm talking that mad shit this morning, but another tea time break. Yeah. So, but yeah, we're just excited for that, and you know, but today was a good Sunday, you know what I'm saying? I made a little small little breakfast, you know, got a little, hopefully a little sushi tonight. But I hope everyone has a good day, you know what I'm saying? Like I said, bro, treat people the way you feel like you should be treated as well, bro, because end of the day, man, we all got feelings too, bro. Everybody doesn't like their feelings getting hurt. You know what I'm saying? So, let's be cool to everybody. You know what I'm saying? And being honest with each other, bro. Like, friends or not, bro. Like, I mean, I guess you don't really owe a stranger anything. But, like, in general, like, let's just start being honest with people. Like, never, like I said the other episode, bro. Never hide your feelings or emotions for somebody you care about or... You know what I'm saying? Or is actually going through it. Whatever it is. Whatever the case may be, bro. You know what I'm saying? Look out for everyone, bro. Don't hold your emotions in, bro. Don't let that shit build up. That shit's not good for you. Especially liking us men. Like, I'm gonna keep saying this to the day I fucking die. All you niggas that holding all that emotion, bro, let that shit out. That shit ain't good, bro. It ain't good. It's eating you the fuck up. You holding on to grudges from, you know what I'm saying, younger days, or like traumatized, nigga, like write that shit down, or let the tears flow while you writing them down. You feel me? I guarantee you will feel so much better, bro. Stop having that toxic masculinity bullshit. Think just because you cry, you're less of a man. Like, that shit is whack. Straight up whack as fuck. So like I said, bro, niggas need to cry more. If you hear this episode and you're a dude, cry fucking more. I don't know how many times I gotta say it, bro. We need to all, as men, bro, we gotta all start tapping in our emotions. It's not gonna make us less of a, like I said, less of a dude if we starting to care about our emotions and shit. You know what I'm saying? Because, bro, being a black man in America is stressful fucking enough. You know what I'm saying? It's stressful as fuck. Like, some of my friends will never experience the shit us black people go through. It's not their fault. You know what I'm saying? But we got to live with it. And so, like I said, bro, let that shit go. Let it go. Do a few woosahs, write in a journal. Do whatever you do that makes you happy. That's going to put a smile on your face and let go all that emotion and shit that you got built in. So, cry fucking more. Male species. Oh, and let me get off before I end this topic. This is like the second time I've heard someone tell me, like, people are scared of men. Like, if you make a podcast as a dude, it's red flags. Now, for me, I've never really heard that until I started actually making my own shit. So I had did some research in it and shit, and it's just like, I can see why women, I can see why, I'm not laughing at this situation, I'm just laughing in general, but
Excuse me.
I can see why women don't like listening to men podcasts, because they're always like, women should be more submissive and blah, 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 and like make the first. I get it. I get it. But like, how many more podcasts of men podcasts do you probably listen to that keep talking about the same shit? Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, that's why I felt like, when I do my podcast, bro, I'm going to be straight up with y'all niggas. I don't have a list of topics to talk about. It's just off the top of my fucking head. And I feel like once I figure out what I'm going to talk about, I can bounce off the shit easily. But I've been doing this for a year, not writing shit down. Maybe in the long run, I probably will. But, like, right now, I'm not. I'm freeballing the fuck out of it. I want y'all to feel the how genuine my podcast really is. You feel me? Raw, true emotions from me specifically. You know what I'm saying? So, but yeah, no, not all men podcasts are fucking sexist towards women. So get that stigma out of y'all. Get that stigma out of y'all heads, bro. Some of us like to talk about that real shit that's gone on in men's life, and like that men don't like to talk about. And that's what my podcast is pretty much about. You know what I'm saying? Because like I said, man, even like people think men don't got feelings. We do got feelings, bro. Our feelings do get hurt. You know what I'm saying? So that's all I like to talk about, bro. It's comforting. It's, if it may be not okay, like comfortable for people to talk about, but at least it'll be okay for them to listen to. You know, so yeah, man. And then what was the other topic? It don't even fucking matter because I don't remember. But we're gonna end this podcast today. I hope everyone has a wonderful, wonderful fucking day. And then enjoy y'all Sundays, bro. Don't let no one ruin it. Y'all have a good day. Peace.